Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Doesn't it feel good when you can bless somebody else? Here's my friend Kurt Carr and the Kurt Carr Singers with Bless Somebody Else, Dorothy's song.
When we use our lives to bless others, it makes the world a better place. So I reached out to some of my friends that I know have blessed the world to encourage you to find a way to bless somebody else. Bless somebody else.
I know God has been faithful every day.
Every day.
Yes.
And I believe God's hand is on my life.
His hand is on my life.
God has proven that He's faithful.
God has proven that He's faithful.
I will be grateful.
Sing it for me, Wes.
Blessed with so much.
So much.
How can I keep it, to myself?
Wes Moore.
Lord, I promise.
Every time you bless,
I'm gonna bless somebody else.
Friend, you have blessed us all.
Because I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
The one and only
else.
Faith Evans. My vow.
Lord, sing the harvest.
Every time you bless,
you can trust me
to bless somebody else.
Trust me to bless somebody.
Pass the smoking offer, my man.
Lord, sing the harvest.
Sing the harvest.
And every time you bless,
the beautiful Erica Campbell.
Every time.
Bishop Morton.
Because I'm blessed.
I got me honey.
Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Say it, Bishop.
I'm looking for somebody. Oh, I gotta bless somebody else because I'm blessed.
That's
help
my new friend, Miss Kiki Wyatt.
Somebody else.
Come on, Kiki, use that special gift to bless the world.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have the one and only my friend, my brother, Charles I. Brown. I'm sorry, Kurt Carr is with me on Real Gospel today.
And Vincent Taylor.
I had to go there. It's good to hear from you, and congratulations on another well-done album. It's available right now. Are you excited, sir?
Yes, man. I'm grateful to God that He allowed it, when you make albums, there's so much of your life that's involved in it. So I'm just grateful that God allowed me to make it to the finish line, and my prayer is that it's going to bless people all over the world.
Yes, your prayer is that it blesses somebody else. And that's the name of this album. And I'm loving it. I got an opportunity to listen to it. And I have to say, let me just say that this project seems like it's coming from a personal place with a very personal touch to it. Walk us through this project.
Well, definitely, man. I tell people all the time that it takes me so long to make albums because I have to live the songs first. Based on my talent and the gift that God gave me, I can write a song right now about X-Men.
I received that.
All the X things that you were in your life, but God X'd them out.
Yeah.
You're excellent for the kingdom.
Yes, there it is.
I can make a song up right now, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's God-breathed. And I take a minute to make albums because I have to live the songs first. And I've been through a real tough period in my life. I experienced a lot of death and loss. My assistant that stood by my side for 25 years, she was a woman that God put alongside me to help my ministry grow to what it was. Lost her and my mom in 1 year and 18 other people that were very, very close to me. And I got to a point where I just felt like I just couldn't face it. I couldn't deal with it. I mean, death is really a tough blow, even to believers. And I got to the point where I just felt like I couldn't go on anymore. And God, in my prayer time, said, well, if you don't want to do it anymore, do it for somebody else. Because what you do is not just for you, it's to bless others. And I got that revelation and wrote the song, Bless Somebody Else. And then on top of it, I felt like it was already a good message for the church. But then I said, well, let me do what the song says and let's showcase to the world what it is when Christians come together. So I got Erica and Wes Morgan and Smokey and Yolanda Adams and John Key, and the list goes on and on and on. 15 different artists on one song, and that's the title cut, Bless Somebody Else.
Amen. Dorothy's Song. And it is
right.
It is a phenomenal song. I love it. The listeners love it. And like I said, you can tell that this a lot of thought and spirit went into this. I also like the song. There's a young lady by the name of Nikki on Something Big. Who is she?
Nikki Potts is from my church with Sandra. She's been with my group almost longer than anybody. We've been together. She's like the songbird of West Angeles, and watched her grow up from a young girl, and we've been doing that song for quite some time now. And I think churches are going to sing it everywhere. I think this album, the music, has a lot more singer friendly music, because sometimes people say my music is a little complex because it's not really a choir. You know, I have six people in my group, and we can't, it's not, it wouldn't be the same if we were trying to sing Mississippi Mass Choir song, because it's not a choir. But I always think about the church, praise teams, and praise and worship leaders. So we got about 5 or 6 songs there that you can definitely sing in church this time.
Yeah, one of them that I think that people will be singing is, what is the name of that song? It is, let me look at my notes here. It's the, With Thanksgiving?
That song. And I have this tagline that we just go up to people and say, Happy Thanksgiving. They're like, what? What are you talking about? And I'm like, every day to a believer is Thanksgiving Day. And when you think about it, it is. Thanksgiving to a real, true believer is nothing but a big feast. Because we don't thank God any more that day than we do any other day. So it's a clever way to kind of incorporate that phrase. And it kind of got that East Coast flair. And I think choirs are going to be singing that everywhere.
Yep, I agree. I concur. And it's a familiar song that a lot of people who've been in church just a little while, you know, we're familiar with that song as well. And so this has been, how long has it been that since, you know, you all have come together as a group? It's been quite some time, hasn't it?
My group's been together, in 90. So, you know, I've made 8 albums. You know, a lot of people would have made like 18 albums in that time, but we, you know, like to give people a chance to mix us. So now they'll run to the record store and get our brand new album because it's been 6 years.
Yeah.
Got amazing music on it. And I think it's going to be blessed.
Yeah. So Lift Every Voice and Sing. What made you decide to do that rendition of that song, which is an excellent song, I must say?
Well, I had a millennial search last year because I wanted to add a young influence to my record, but to do that, but also to give them an opportunity to learn, because so many artists now on YouTube, you can be famous overnight, but you're not prepared for what it takes to last. And so I'm teaching them about music and also the music business and integrity and how to be professional. And I was watching the miniseries Roots and that they BT remade, and I realized that the theme of that movie is never forget who you are. And I said, you know what, a lot of these young people don't realize how much music played a part in our overcoming slavery and the atrocities that our forefathers had to endure. So I said, what can I do? And I said, you know what, I'm going to remake this song. And I did it in a way that I think millennials would listen to it and to know the song, to know the words of the song, and to be familiar with it as an ode to our forefathers and what they overcame.
Amen. Yes, indeed. You know, you've been inducted into the Gospel Hall of Fame. How do you feel about that?
Well, it's an honor. It's, you know, I get the question all the time, do I feel like I'm a legend or on the way to being a legend? I'm like, ain't legends old?
Yeah, I know, right?
it's always such an incredible honor to be appreciated for what you do. So honored that the Stellars would think of me in that way. And but we just keep working. I think I've still got some more work to do, and so we work on that, and we let other people focus on the awards, and we just keep doing the work.
Amen. And so part two of your mentors are actually two people. I've only met one of them, and that's the former late Pastor Andre Crouch. I met him a few years back, but Pastor Andre Crouch and the Reverend James Cleveland were two of your mentors. Do you still take part of what they've taught you into the studio with you today, and is it still part of what you do?
Oh, definitely. I think I made it my own. That's the key, and I'm speaking to young people now. Don't emulate other people. That's not how you become an artist. That's how you become a tape recorder. God wants you to be specifically you. And But of course, there's influence of both of them in within my music. I had never seen James Cleveland when he was young. And recently, I saw the Amazing Grace movie with he and Aretha Franklin. I was, oh my goodness, I saw so much of myself of how I kind of coached my singers from the sideline. And, you know, she was the greatest singer on earth, but he put her in her element to make her shine. And I think that's one of the things that I definitely got from him. And then songs like In the Sanctuary, I got that influence from Andre Cox, because he was a world artist. Literally, he had been to 80 countries. I literally just got off a plane from Europe yesterday, where the song In the Sanctuary is like the new Oh Happy Day. You cannot go to Europe and not sing that song. So, yes, both of them are alive in my music and in my ministry in some way.
Amen, amen. I appreciate your time, my brother. And as we close this interview out, the CD project Bless Somebody Else is out now. How can the listeners find out more about you or more about your music ministry? How can they reach you?
Well, all of the digital platforms, you can get to see me, and all of the social media platforms, it's The Kurt Carr, because we've had some fake pages made, you know, bless the Lord. But it's The Kurt Carr, Facebook, and all the other platforms. And man, thank you so much for playing the music, and thank you for helping me to bless others by letting them hear it. And I really appreciate you and all of your listeners. God bless you. Go get the new album.
Yeah.
Bless Somebody Else. 15 tracks. Brand new songs. I think it's going to bless you.
Yeah. Which one is your favorite track?
That's like, you know, that's
a trick. You know, that's a trick question, right?
even though every mother has a favorite child, they'll never say it.
Okay, here. Okay, I'll give you an easier one. Which album is your favorite album?
It's the same thing. And my favorite songs are never the ones that everyone gets. Everyone else gets. The songs that I write in 10 minutes, people love. And the songs I've spent like 10 years on, people don't even listen to them. So,
okay, well.
But, you know, my thing is just that it will be a blessing to somebody, and it's something for everybody. The song, what's the song called? Oh, Lord, I'm having a blank. Leandria.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Kind of stands out.
Yes.
Because I went through such a dark period over the last few years where it was so much death around me. I just felt like I couldn't go on. But God's grace brought me back. And I gave the song to Leandria because I just believed by faith that she was coming out of her period in her life where she was really struggling with fighting with different demons that she was dealing with in her life. And I just believe by faith that grace is going to bring her back. And now she's really getting her life together. I'm so proud of her. And I told her, you're going to reach people that I'll never reach because of her amazing testimony. So I think that song kind of stands out to me right now, because it was nothing but God's grace that allowed me to be back again.
Amen. I'm so glad you mentioned her, because I meant to mention that, because she does a phenomenal job on that song as well. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
All right.
I played back for her, she just burst into tears and just fell on the floor and just started crying and praising God for sustaining her and bringing her back to where she's supposed to be spiritually and with, you know, regard to her personal life. So keep praying your prayers, and you can't never give up on people. That's what being a Christian is about.
Amen.
Blessing others and reaching out. She's been my prayer partner silently for about almost 6 or 7 years, but it was never public. It was just a thing where I would always call her and encourage her behind the scenes and not judge her and not cast her aside. That's what Christians do. So I challenge everyone in closing to find a way to bless somebody else.
Amen. That's the one and only My Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated brother Kurt Carr. Thank you for joining us on Real Gospel. You know.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.